little fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere. Only last Thursday, as evidence of this rapid offensive buildup was already in my hand, Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko told me in my office that he was instructed to make it clear once again, as he said his government had already done, that Soviet assistance to Cuba, and I quote, pursued solely the purpose of contributing to the defense capabilities of Cuba, unquote. That, and I quote him, training by Soviet specialists of Cuban nationals in handling defensive armaments was by no means offensive. And that if it were otherwise, Mr. Gromyko went on, the Soviet government would never become involved in rendering such assistance, unquote. That statement also was false. Acting, therefore, in the defense of our own security and of the entire Western Hemisphere, and under the authority entrusted to me by the Constitution, as endorsed by the resolution of the Congress, I have directed that the following initial steps be taken immediately. To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. All ships of any kind bound for Cuba, from whatever nation or port, will, if found to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, be turned back. It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union. I call upon Chairman Khrushchev to halt and eliminate this clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace and to stable relations between our two nations. I call upon him further to abandon this course of world domination and to join in an historic effort to end the perilous arms race and to transform the history of man. Our goal is not the victory of might, but the vindication of right. Not peace at the expense of freedom, but both peace and freedom here in this hemisphere, and we hope around the world. God willing, that goal will be achieved.
We are
high! You heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords, besides you, the average anti-socialist.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
It's time, yeah, it's time, yeah, yeah. Hi, Milkman.
Ha. Can you hear me?
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, I do.
Okay, audio test. Hey, Animanito! Welcome back, my brother, man. So good to hear your melodious tones. And I know you got something great in store for us tonight, my brother, man. Tell us what is going to happen tonight.
Shove it up your ass, Milkman.
I hate you.
Hello.
Yeah, you have. Is this Brenda with the computer tower for sale with mouse and keyboard?
Yes, it is.
How tall does the tower go? How tall?
It's just a computer tower machine.
Okay, how big do you think it is? Like maybe 1 foot wide, maybe like 2 feet tall?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just a regular e-machine.
Okay.
It's
a computer and it's for sale. Yeah, I understand. It's in good condition. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah, you already put that in the goddamn ad. Listen, I want to... Can I come by and see it maybe tomorrow? I wanted to shove it up far up your ass.
Excuse me?
I wanted to come check it out tomorrow. Could I do that?
Oh, I did. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
I wanted to come check it out tomorrow, shove it right up for your fucking ass, see how it turns, you know, make sure it powers up and everything, and the keyboard's in good condition.
Let me call you back in the morning, okay? Because I'm in bed.
Oh, were you shoving something up your ass? Was she?
I think she was touching her cooter.
Yeah, put it up your ass. The computer, put it up your ass. See if it works.
Shut up, devil, in the name of Jesus. Shut up, Satan. Shut up,
Satan,
in the name of Jesus.
Stop it.
I am the white devil.
I couldn't get to it in time, Milkman. I didn't have it on
know,
the right
dude,
setting.
I was hoping you would, but she nailed you.
I made a decision to keep it all the time on Echo and go to White Devil. Should do it the other way.
Always a white devil. White devil.
Nope, she knew it was.
She knew what's a devil.
I know. She called me right.
Hi, no. This is Faye. Leave a message.
No. I am the devil! And I want you to put it up your ass! Oh, yeah! Put it up your ass! Yeah.
Music scary like that, right? It's like
that song was tripping, man. It sounded like some serious acid or something. Her dog super slow.
Name of Jesus. Stop calling me a devil in the name of Jesus. Whatever she said.
Wow.
She said a lot of things.
Oh man, she called the curse on us, man.
Shit, damn it. Billy Goat, 3 years old.
Can we still have Deborah Mansfield's number?
She changed it, and we don't get the new one then. But she knows the person you were getting it from. She knows who it was, so she's not going to give it to us anymore, man. She's not going to get it anymore. You know what I mean? The person that got the Deborah knows who was feeding you her number every time she changed it, because she called her out by name and said she was a this that white trash motherfucking this that.
Well, nothing to worry about now because all that's gone. She's not even around there no more.
Hello.
Yes, you have Goat.
Yeah.
Okay, is nice Goat 3 years old, nice and sexy.
Nice and sexy.
You know, like, you know, well-kept, goat, healthy.
What's that got to do with being sexy?
That's what we call it where I'm from. Like when a cow or a horse is, you know, doing good, we call it, you know, he's sexy. That's just a saying from where I'm from. I'm from Central. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The goat's okay. He's all right.
Yeah, I just bought him to breed some nannies I had, and then I found another one that I've been looking for.
Okay. All right. So did you get to breed him at all? Does he know what to do and all that, or?
Oh, yeah, he knows what to do.
Okay.
he bred some of them. I didn't want him to breed, but, yeah. You know, anyway, that's.
Oh, is he dumb or something? Like, does he got a problem?
No.
You didn't want to breed him?
He fucks everything.
He fucked everything?
He's just a goat. He fucks everything. What do you... you know, I do have your number on my phone here, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm calling you. I don't have any reason to hide myself from you. I'm just trying to see about buying the billy goat. I'm new in this area. You know? I'm from just outside of Buffalo. I had a farm out there, but I had a divorce. Lost everything. Lost everything except for a few thousand. I bought some land out here. Just been out here from the city for a little while. I really like it. You people are nice. Nice people here.
Yeah. Okay. What would you need to know there?
Okay, great. Well, yeah, so he's got his sexual organs are okay. Everything's developed okay.
Man, I tell you what, if you want the goat, but I'm not sitting here talking about shit. I don't know what your problem is, but...
Well, I'm trying to breed him because I need to make sure. So you said he is breeding. His sexual organs are working okay. He's ejaculating and everything. He knows how to mate. Man.
I think he went to go check, Armando. I think he went to go check and see.
He's too sexy.
Ooh, so sexy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. How big are the billy goat's sexual organs?
You know, buddy.
Because I like to look at them when they're mating.
Why don't you bring your ass over here and I'll let you suck on them, look at them, or whatever you want
to
do with them.
No, I just like to watch them mate. I masturbate to that, but I don't actually touch them. You know, ooh.
Well... I tell you what, I've got a friend of mine down here, the sheriff, and I will take this number to him and I'll...
Oh, does he like to watch mating goats also and animals? That's perfect.
I don't know. Do you like him to fuck you up the ass or what?
No, I don't touch him. That's bestiality.
Right here, though.
No, so, I just like watching animals mate. Stupid motherfucker. Motherfucker. Fucking asshole.
Oh, my.
Everyone's got a friend.
Unfriendly about the goat encounter there.
Everybody either they got a friend who's a sheriff or they are a sheriff. And it's actually sheriff deputy. There's only one sheriff in the county or parish. I hate it when it's a sheriff.
It seems like he was implying that his friend is also into the same thing.
You know, you wouldn't go around calling every Jedi Master. You wouldn't say Master, the Master, the Master. Because there's Knights and there's Masters. Stupid, man. It's the same thing. I'm sure that went right over your head, Milkman, what I said.
I really like the Star Wars up-to-date thing.
I know you're much more adept at it. I've watched the original one and a couple of the movies, maybe part of the way through, but never have I seen every one of them in order and all the way through.
I used to do that every holiday. Every Christmas time, I used to do that. I used to watch them sometime around now or before Christmas Eve. I would watch all of them one a night.
Yeah.
And I got tired. You can only watch some shit so much, man. And every once in a while, I actually did watch it. I watched the first one a few weeks ago, maybe just out of the hell. All right, I'm going to stop talking and do a prank call. What you got there, Tic Tacs? What kind?
Oh, that was my medication. I had to move it out of the way.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't mix those up, man. They all come in white now. It's really hard to, in case you mix them up. You got to really look on there.
I take antihypertensive. I got high blood pressure, so I make sure, you know, I take them when I have a stroke. And that's a reminder. Always check your blood pressure, folks. Make
sure. Yo.
Hey, how you doing? Hello. You got aluminum bed rails for a short bed pickup truck, motherfucker?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
The guy that's actually wanting him to sleep right now, but I know exactly what he wants. What kind do you have?
Oh, I got, they're 17-inch. They're polished, and they're not aftermarket. They're straight up from Ford.
Are they like the pythons?
Yes.
Nah, he don't want the pythons. He wants the actual rails.
I got those, too. I got a whole bunch of them here. I used to have a business machine.
You used to have a business?
Machine. A machine, business machine. It was a business machine. Oh. You know a business machine? I had a business machine, stupid asshole.
Excuse me?
Yeah, were you interested in just one of them, right?
I need them for both sides of the bed.
Yeah, fuck you. Okay. Yeah, so they're going like, I can get them to you for 50. I'm just trying to get rid of them. Yeah, I'm just going to curse tonight, maybe. I'm just trying to sneak in curses.
That's we seem to have lost him.
I think I'm going to try to sneak in a lot of curses tonight. Oh.
Yeah, just do them a little bit at a time and, you know, and then see if you can increase the sentence length, you know, before you get old speech, you know. Because you did a good recovery. That old lady, she thought she heard it, but she didn't catch it, you know.
Rails. Longtime comic book collector wants to buy a comic book collection. Yeah. X-Men, Batmans, Amazing Spider-Mans, Iron Mans, Green Lantern Mans, Hulk Mans, Flash Man, Thor Man, Justice League of Men, Captain America Man. Yeah, okay, he's looking for all those. Hello. Yeah, you're looking for some comic book, you big fat fuck? Is Charles there?
He's in bed.
Yeah, he told me to call now. I don't understand. He said he wanted some comic books. You need to tell him or I'm going to shred him.
I'll be glad to have him give you a call, but like I said, he's in bed.
Wait, listen, if he doesn't get me on the line with me now, I'm going to shred all of these comic books that I just stole, that he told me to steal, and then I'm going to go ahead and all the ones that he gave me... Come on.
What is wrong with people? Why are there so much crime?
Hello.
Motherfucker, let's put on the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Do not call back.
Put him on the phone. I don't need to talk to you, woman. Do not call back.
She went too impressed, Bob.
Do not call back.
Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
That's number three right there. That's number three.
All right, I'll stop. It was fun. That's why I burned those three real quick. I was like, fuck you. Yeah, three.
I know, man. That's why I try and get you to like hold back and just like stretch a little bit and do you work your magic, baby, because yeah. Then we shoot our load and the well's pissed in.
I was hoping she'd wake him up. Maybe
somebody picked up the phone because I thought she hung up, but it sounded like a second line picked up first and then hung up.
Seemed to be just the way that she did the phone picking up and all that. You know? All right. I'm calling the Billy Goat guy back. Thank you. Pick up, motherfucker.
Please,
please.
Back no more, no more.
I'm looking for used kitchen cabinets. Yeah. Josh? Come on, Josh. Come on, man. Come on, Jersh. Come on, man. We got a chainsaw, Milkman. It's like new. They always say that. They always say like new, and you run it for a little bit, and you find out all they did was clean it up.
Right, find out there. If that's got the meat cutting attached and added to it in the kit. That's what they use in a lot of those warehouses, man. Meat houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put vegetable oil in place of regular oil.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. So all them chickens up really good, man. I'd love to
no,
be like in a
cuts like.
I like to be in a small room with like 20 chickens and all like wong wong wong, and then have a chainsaw and be like, ah, motherfucker, like in Zelda when you can pick up the chickens and throw them. I love it. I love abusing them fucking chickens. Dude, when I got Skyrim, I had no idea. I saw chickens in a town. This one game called Skyrim, Milkman. You don't know what that is.
It kind of sounds ridiculous. It is.
But anyway, I went to a town. I said, oh, chickens, let me beat it up. I hit it, and then a bunch of people started chasing me, and I became wanted, and I ran into the woods. I had just first started playing the game. It was my first time right after the first little tutorial act. Someone said, my chicken! And like, next thing I know, I was fighting all these people from around the town, and I killed a lot of them, and there was shit coming from everywhere, and I ran into the mountains, and like this big bear killed me or something, or a wolf. I think it was a wolf, as the brothers say.
This is all with the chainsaw massacre.
I didn't have a chainsaw. No, I think I was using a sword. It was like a broadsword or something. I don't know.
Oh, God, I love Zelda, dude. That was some fun shit.
Yeah. Did you ever want to on the NES? Did you ever want to fuck the fairy that healed you? I wanted all pixelated like that. Fuck her.
I'm too old for that.
Shut up.
Yeah, when that was coming out, dude, I was already getting close to my 16s.
So, yeah, you really would fuck her. You probably masturbated while you played the game a few times.
I was actually fucking a real girl by that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
No, you weren't. No one believes that. No one believes that you lost. When did you lose your virginity?
My first girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Did she go to the other high school, so no one ever really knew her?
Yep. No, it wasn't that. So no one in her high school knew who I was.
Did you even have pubic hair at 16?
I would literally go sit in classes with her.
You didn't even have pubic hair at 16, probably.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Yeah, it was so cool back then. Like, I would sneak in and I would sit in class with these girls, man. In the back of the class, teacher, like, didn't even notice, you know. Everyone, I mean, I'm supposed to be here.
Trying again. This is, if you're wondering, Milkman, it's someone looking for a place to rent.
Okay.
I had a real good racist joke for her.
Don't see where you're coming.
Your call.
Hey, before we end the night, when before, like, you know, when we're all done, would you get up with me? I needed to talk to you about something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just in the end. I mean, after the shows, I just like a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, here's what my idea was for that call was, you know, I have an apartment that they could rent, you know, a nice, really good place. But I noticed on her ad, it says Amanda and Lonzo.
Yes, talk to me.
Amanda and Lonzo. So I guess her man's name is Lonzo, L-O-N-Z-O. And I'm just going to guess that that's a... I was going to ask, is that a black man? And if she said it was a black man, I was going to say, oh, I'm sorry, it's already taken. Because the name Lonzo, right? L-O-N-Z-O. I don't think any white person in Tennessee is named
Lonzo. It's a Spanish name, too.
It could
it's
be
a Spanish
Alonzo,
name, but...
Alonzo, yeah. Well, whatever it
how
is.
How was it spelled?
If it was Hispanic...
S or Z?
Z. Z. It's not Alonso. That's in Spanish. That was my neighbor's, my grandma's neighbor in Puerto Rico was Alonso. He was the one that gave me that one horse, Arturo, that bit people and got loose one day.
Was running
around the street like
a
wild.
I remember that was Puerto Rican like name, or at least a Spanish name on the island.
What? Spanish? Yeah, Alonso, I guess is. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how it is. There's some black people named Carlos because I think it's a cool name. There's a black guy that plays basketball here. His name is Kobe. Like the meat.
The thing is, dude, we're all part black, dude. And even in the Caribbean, man, there's lots of people that have black people in their family. It's nothing new, man. It's always been that way.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh, it's cool, dude.
It's cool, man.
I love it, man.
It makes
I wish,
cool.
you know, I wish.
Yeah.
I was sure what my Caribbean dad looked like, but I don't know. Because he was Amish Caribbean. You don't meet too many Amish Caribbeaners.
Someone's got a real good TV that works good and wants to give it away. Probably gone by now, motherfucker.
This is a shortened version of Lonzo Italian. So Hockey Man could be right, too, because they're all Latin languages, so it could be any of the three.
What's it short for in Italian? Lanzarelli? Lanzarelli. That's a cool last name for a prank call. Lanzarelli.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Anthony Lanzarelli. There we go. I just came up with a new prank call name. I'll probably forget it before I get a chance to use it.
Terror said, hey... Don't touch.
Okay. It's starting to become too late to call these people. Old antique fireplace mantle, solid wood. Yeah. I'm gonna make a box to go to hell.
Oh, good. Man, that's expensive. See if you catch it on fire. Test it for you. If it's real wood, it'll catch on fire.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Shit in the ass.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Who's this?
Oh, hi. I was calling about the ad you put in the machine.
What kind of ad?
Antique fireplace mantle, solid wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, is there a man I can ask about that?
Is this a job?
No, I'm interested.
You're interested in the mantle?
Yeah, but is there a man I can ask questions about it? Because, you know, you're a woman. I don't mean to sound rude or nothing. But... Seriously, why would she be still on the mantle? She doesn't even know that it's attached to the house, probably. She's like, duh! Look, man, I think your video's on. Turn your video off. You're gonna fuck your shit up, sir. Good, good.
That wasn't me, dude. That was actually the fucking interface flip. Hello? I'm sorry. It might
yeah,
crash.
Hi. I was calling about this mantle. There was a woman that called. I answered earlier. I think she doesn't know how to use the phone because of the woman thing. And she,
right. Hmm? Okay.
Maybe she doesn't know how to use machines, too. How's the fireplace? You ever used that motherfucker or never? Was it never used or anything?
I ain't got no fireplace.
Well, the mantle itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you use
it? Yeah, it looks good. We just had it for looks.
You got it for looks and shit? You didn't have a fire going on under that motherfucker anywhere? Because that fucks up the wood from the bottom, you know? You got to look out for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you need to call and cuss somebody else. I don't want to hear your mouth.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm going to... put a box to go to hell with that thing. I'm a Satan worshiper. I'm going to take a box to hell.
That's good. That's good.
So I wanted to use that for the wood, like for the front of it, so I can go straight
down.
Yeah,
I'd be pretty with you in it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, I want to go down there.
Yeah.
See the Dark Lord. Oh, yeah, the Dark Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry? That's what I should be doing, random. Not just cursing. I should be cursing, but like, you know,
motherfucker.
Like that. Like, oh, no, that's. I got this possession thing I'm still working out with. You know, I got a Catholic priest working on it, but taking it steps. But he comes out every once in a while and says shit.
I like how you spazzed out there for a second, just flipped out and went devil and went right back to a like, normal human. That was pretty good, man.
Well, that's what I'm just talking about, that I should do that. Hello? Hello?
I didn't hear it because it dropped out on my end. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Brown eggs! You like them brown eggs or those white eggs, milkman?
I like brown eggs, dude.
You know they're the same? You like M&M's?
Don't eat a black hen's eggs, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Racist.
I can't say it. I won't have a hen that won't cackle when she lays. Don't eat a black hen's head.
Hello, you've reached the Weavers. Please leave them.
The Weavers? Okay. We're done with those. You know, does this radio station know yet that I keep pranking the people that keep listing on their swap shop thing? Because at this point, I pretty much call everyone who submits on that site. I at least try to call them. I would think by now they would have gotten back to their radio station. There's one guy, like they've probably figured it out. There's one guy that keeps calling all our listeners. But we'll keep it going. Or we won't tell people not to put your phone number, just your email address. They don't do nothing like that. Alright. Let's call Lowe's.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Of course.
Read this message.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. The store is now closed. We will open Monday at 6 a.m.
Really? I thought I had some time left, at least. I don't want to just call the same one over and over again in Hawaii. Just trying to change it up a little bit.
What's one day where we called that guy in the Walmart and he answered in the hardware department?
It was Lowe's. I keep calling Lowe's, man.
Oh.
I keep calling Lowe's. I got that man. All right, let me look for it.
Piece of news.
I'm sorry, what?
Here's a piece of news. The search for Deborah Mansfield is back on.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Good.
For directions.
You sure that's not the missing plane you're talking about?
Live or to speak with the operator. For information on deliveries, transferring to flooring, please hold.
The floor is that go.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For directions to the store, press 1. For store app. For information on delivery. Transferring to hardware and tools. Please hold. Thank you for calling Lowe's. For directions to the store,
they block
press
me?
1. For store out. For information on deliveries, press 1. Transferring, please hold.
Try the main desk. Someone must answer there.
How may I direct your call?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are
you?
Do
you have it? Do you have it now? I called before and I was... You were going to check? Do you have it now?
I have what now, sir? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
I called and I talked to you and you said, oh, I'm going to... You call me back and before this time...
Your name?
Anthony?
Were you speaking to Anthony at all by chance? Someone called and Anthony. What item were you trying to check on?
It was the main machine.
Main machine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what associate Ma was speaking to you possibly?
I think his name was Kahiki, Kaniki, Kala, Kanakahi.
We actually don't have an associate by that name.
Halikipi, something like that,
no.
You know,
Kapipo. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me find out for you. Hold on one
moment. That was Pee-Pee Face.
Hatu Pee-Pee. Hatu Pee-Pee. That's what it was.
Hatu Pee-Pee. Hatu Pee-Pee. When you call Hawaii, the phone always makes music like this. Oh. Dig that music, huh?
Mahia mahala.
Oh,
here. Okay, hon, I'm trying to figure out where exactly you were, who you were speaking to. What?
Did you call me?
What?
You call me hon?
Yeah. I like that. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay, baby. Honey, baby.
So what I'm gonna, what I'm trying to do is I'm actually just trying to answer you to the right department.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah. So when I go down there, I'm gonna hold your hand and kiss it.
What exactly was the item that they were supposed to be checking on
the
for
main,
you?
The main machine, motherfucker. Goes. Each, I think it's part number 7527.
Fucking shit.
12.
Seven. Let me see. 75. Go ahead.
7526.
Motherfucker.
72. Machine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
You know how it goes. Oh. Motherfucker.
Dude,
motherfucker.
Awesome integration, man. This is like Phil Henry.
Is she not hearing the motherfucker?
She sounds like Phil Henry, man. It's perfect timing.
Oh, Phil Henry. I wish I could be like him. Phil Henry, he
it was scary, dude, because you did it so quick. It was out of time with your sentence. Like,
what I don't know is, I don't know how Phil Henry got that on the phone sound. Like, he had a way of muting his radio mic, his Phil Henry mic, and it instantly switched over to like something that sounded like he was talking through a phone line. And he always usually had like a background, like you would hear like a bowling alley or a park or like, you know, you would hear like
it's
a
like
casino in the background.
Like he's got one for the studio when he's talking and then one he's using when he's talking on the phone.
It sounded like then we'd have a phone and he would just, he had like,
maybe just talk.
Yeah. It was a shame he stopped doing that shit, man. That shit, he did that every fucking night.
It's just a filter, and it's just basically a filter. It only passes the voice in the range of the human voice. That's
the phone would do.
That's why music sounds like shit.
Yeah, he probably just had a filter that sounded like a phone, right? That's probably it. That's really cool.
I'll bet you that's what it was. Yeah. I'll be darned.
Yeah, he did a really good job with it.
Okay, what I'm going to do is get your number and then my cashier,
ejaculation!
Okay, that sounds
good. My manager is going to actually call you back.
Okay, that sounds good.
Phone number?
When do you think that the manager would call back?
Ejaculation in your eye.
Would it be sometime tonight?
Probably within the next maybe 5-10 minutes.
Pussy lips.
Okay, all right. The number is 332.
Okay.
2014.
Yeah. Ejaculation.
And your name?
Labia. Anthony Labia?
Okay. I'll go ahead and give this to her, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you give it to her. Remember, start off with 2 and then add another finger each until you get to 4.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. There you go. Nice tip, huh?
Yeah. The integration is good. I think she actually halted for it. She has to hear it. She's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Because when she came back, she waited when you started with that shit.
Fucking weird shit, man. You think she's really going to give a note? This says Mr. Anthony Labia called asking for the machine part.
Yeah, Tony Cutlips. Tony Cutlips, yeah, right.
This one has motherfucker in the middle of it.
Oh, she had a good job tonight. She did a great job. What was her name?
All right.
Oh, Hati Pee Pee. That was her name. Hati Pee Pee. Well, thanks. Hati Pee Pee. Really nice.
Well, now we have Anthony Labia. I already forgot the last name. What was the last name I came up with? Lanzaretti, right? Anthony Lanzaretti. Tony Lanzaretti.
Lanzarelli, you said. Lanzarelli.
Lanzarelli. Lanzarelli or Reddy? Lanzarelli?
Maybe Reddy. It was Lanzarelli. I think you did say Reddy.
No, Lanzarelli, I think I said.
I thought it sounded like Fonzie. It was close.
All right.
Your mind is always splintering, dude. It's hilarious, man. I love you.
Fire.
calling Hannah Street Startup.
Hey, how you doing? Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom to you, motherfucker. I was calling from the Lowe's across the street. My name is Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they just delivered. A truck just came here with, it looks like, 3 crates of milk or cream or something here. And then they dropped off 8 boxes of Starbucks stuff, like the stuff you sell in the front. There's sandwiches here.
And this is up at Lowe's?
Yeah, you need to come get this shit out of here because we're, you know, I can't have this stuff around here. You know, I got shit I got to do. When can you people be here to get this?
I can get up there as soon as I can. I don't know why it was delivered there, and I apologize.
What's as soon as you can, goddammit? Because I'm going to start throwing this milk out the motherfucking store. I'm going to give the shit away. We're going to eat the sandwiches and give away the milk and throw out what we don't. I'm going to start kicking the shit all over the place. It's a Starbucks.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
It's Mugs in this, and Mugs in Here CDs or something. What is this?
I'm sorry.
Shit.
What was your name? I'm sorry.
I got a bunch of cups. My name is Lonzarelli, Anthony Lonzarelli.
Okay.
Yeah, I need you here. Like, how long you need? Like 30, 20 minutes? You better get down here, damn it.
Okay, I'll get there as soon as I can. Thank you.
When is as soon as you can? You got 30 minutes before I start breaking this shit. I'm going to start
Okay, you got it. Thank you.
All right, fucker. I think she's calling back the real story to confirm.
Dude, you're definitely getting an irate manager, man. That's a good one, man. You sound like a pissed off manager.
Shit, damn. I don't even know what I have my caller ID set to. I'm a dick. Let me change that. Who knows who I'm pegging this on? What a dick I am.
Yeah, I like the tune, man. I was riding around on the Rascal scooter here, did a couple burnouts, started pushing the bootay.
It's not funny to keep making fun of Rascal scooters, people that need to use them, man. It's not funny.
I'm not making fun of them, dude. They're a lifesaver, man. I mean, you know me, what would I done without my Rascal scooter, dude? I'm only 87 years old this year.
It's never been funny, Milkman. Never been funny.
I love my Rascal scooter, dude.
9 years of a joke that's never been funny, everybody. Milkman, let's hear it for him. Yay! Yay!
Oh, the Rascal scooter, man. There's nothing wrong with the Rascal scooter, dude. Come on.
That's okay. Almost I love you, man. I'm just messing with you.
Mobile.
I'm just mussing your hair a little bit, giving you a little noogie there in the head. That's all.
Oh, it's all right, man. No one can piss on the Rascal scooter and cause it to rest. It will always remain. Yep.
Just slapping you in the chest a little bit, you know, bro to bro, you know, pulling your pants down, put it in your ass a little bit.
All right, man. Shit.
Pull your pants down, put it in your ass a little bit. Yeah. Just, you know, for a joke. Just like a joke. You know?
That's right.
Or pull your pants down from behind in front of like guests and stuff. It's funny. Pantsing, everybody. Pantsing.
What is that song that you were playing before? Was it just like off your little playlist?
Yes, it's Fire by RJD2. Okay. RJD2, Fire. Fire! For those about to rock, Fire.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Thank you for calling. Kalau kau nual mark kan save money liberha kan help.
Yeah, Kakiki.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. What the fuck is Kakiki? What does she think that is? That I have to hold on? Oh Jesus! What am I getting myself into?
Probably food. Maybe food.
Kakiki. Well, I just called and say, sweetbread. Okay. 1 minute. Kakiki. Oh, please, I gotta hear someone pick up here to get this mystery solved. Oh.
Dude, I don't think we got transferred to kitchen. I think they're transferring directly to the line.
They're transferring us directly to the product.
To Kakiki, yeah. I think that's Kakiki's number.
Where there's a little phone over where the cans of Kakiki are. Yeah. And the Hawaiian
barcode
food
right
section.
Above it, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Walmart.
That's the Kakiki hotline there. So I might pick up and be like, yeah, we got Kakiki.
Do not
right
pick
here
up when ringing.
Hello.
Hello? Okay, hold on.
What do you say?
Nobody answer.
Well, what? I need Kakiki.
Sir, what is that, sir?
You were transferring me. Where were you transferring me to?
No, I transfer you to the courtesy, but nobody answer.
No, I said Kakiki.
And I'm sorry, I don't know what is that.
Are you Kanaka? Maybe that's why.
Okay, hold on, huh?
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hello. It's a Walmart.
Oh, yeah, because I was talking to a Kanaka, you know? I don't like that.
Hello?
Yeah, I was talking to a Kanaka, but I don't like that. How you doing, honey baby? Don't hang up. Hello?
Hi, Credit Suisse, can I help you?
Yeah, say something to me. Don't just pass the phone around like a whore. She didn't tell
me. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need Kakiki.
I'm sorry?
Kakiki.
You want something from the Kiki department?
Kakiki.
Who are you asking for?
Kakiki.
We don't have nobody by that name.
You have a lot of people there. No Kakiki?
No.
Yeah, but it's not a person.
What are you looking for?
I need one space of Kakiki.
Okay, try that one more time. What are you looking for?
One spaces of Kakiki.
What is that?
It makes the machine go.
Yeah, what is that?
It makes the machine go.
Yeah, what is it?
It goes in the machine and it goes. You put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what is it? Is it oil, gas, water, batteries?
Kakiki.
What is it?
It's a component, Kakiki.
For what?
For spaces on the machine.
What kind of spaces?
The machine spaces.
What kind of machine?
The main machine.
For?
Hang on, you want me to get the paper?
Yep, that'll be fine.
Hang on. Almost there. Okay. All right. You ready?
Go ahead.
It says resist hip, ER, sit with elastic. Sit on chair, loop elastic around thighs near the knees. Keep ankles together, spread knees apart. Return to start position and repeat. Perform 3 sets of 10 repetitions once a day.
Okay, and what kind of item do you have?
I need the Kakiki, and I have the machine.
No, what's the machine called?
Main machine.
The main machine?
Main machine.
And you bought it from our store?
Ah, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, they told me I could call back anytime for the. But you always had the Kakiki there to put in the machine.
So what's the product that you have?
All right, let me show you. Okay.
Are you going to show me your on the phone?
I have a camera phone. Smart, right here. You see right here, this diagram, that's the machine.
Sir, you're talking over the phone?
Yeah, but I'm showing it on the phone, on the lens, the camera. I have it on speaker and you can see it. I mean, I'm seeing it coming through on the video on the phone.
Okay, can you call back?
Huh? What? Hello? Can I call Boo? Can I call Boo? Call Boo, milkman. Call Boo.
Dude, he was trying hard, man. He even wanted you to get the manual, dude.
I read him physical
what
therapy.
What was his name? Ernie?
I don't know. They can't all be Ernie, dude. I don't know.
They all sound like Ernie. That's the problem.
Kakiki.
You amaze me, man. You always come up with some bullshit. It got me.
Yeah? All right. I'm calling back that Lowe's. See if that lady got an answer. What did I call Lowe's about? The manager was going to check on what? The fuck did I say? I was calling about some kind of machine. Did it come in? The fuck did... What did I say to... Chairman, I forgot already. What did I say to Lowe's? Oh, God. I got such bad short-term memory.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours,
did you leave
press
her?
2.
And she was supposed to, like, give him a note and call you back?
For information on delivery
what was the note
transferring,
say?
Please hold.
What was the note saying?
I don't know.
I said my name was Anthony Levy.
Yeah.
How may I direct your call?
Yeah, this is Mr. Labia. Did you find out anything from the manager and that shit?
Sure, hold on one moment.
I don't even remember what the fuck I said, milkman. Holy shit.
You just made it up on the spot. Make it up again.
That's the problem. I don't prep for this shit. I make up shit on the spot. And, like, within 15 minutes, it's fucking gone until I hear it again.
Yeah.
This is Brittany. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, I was calling about... My name is Al Labia. Anthony Labia, rather.
I didn't speak with you. What's the problem?
Well, I just talked to the girl before and she transferred me to you. What's that about? What do you do there, damn it?
I'm the front-end supervisor. What is the problem?
Well, I left a message to get some information to have it returned back to me.
What is the information that you need?
I can't remember, to be honest with you, and I'm not joking around. It's not a joke. I really can't remember what it was. It was something to do. I was there before, and the guy said to call back that he would have the machine ready for me now, and I'm calling back now. I think that's how it started. Yeah, I think so.
And you remember who you spoke to before?
The woman who answers the phone when you hit 0 to get to the front desk, it was her. She talked to me, and she went to find out, and then she said she was going to have a manager call me back, and the motherfucker never called me. You know?
Well...
It really kind of got me upset.
God damn it.
Because I really need to know, at least if you can get me through to the person in Tool World who can answer the fucking question.
Sir, I need you to stop using that language.
What? Well,
first of all.
I'm not.
Second of all.
Labia.
I can get the information for you.
Okay.
If vagina, you don't know, it'll be true in the first place.
Okay. Please no. Vagina pussy. Oh, man.
It's like Tourette's syndrome going wrong, man. Tourette's got gone wrong.
Satanic Tourette's.
Vagina pussy. You have a Tourette's attack with the white devil. There's all the best ones mixed in.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Hey, Lowe's. How can I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing there?
I'm doing good, boy. How can I help you?
Oh, good. Hopefully you're not Kanaka, right?
What was that?
Hopefully you're not a Kanaka, you know? You're not?
Can you be more specific?
Like a dirty person. You know, there's a little the different people.
What can I do for you, sir?
I called because I was returning a call I got. Well, I was there earlier, and the man in Tool World, the tool department, he said he was going to get the machine for me by now. He said to call back at about 30 minutes ago, and I did, and there was a lady there who took my information at the front desk, you know?
Uh-huh.
Big fat pussy lips.
And then she says she was going to have a manager call me back to let me know if they had found that machine.
Fucking shit.
And I never got a call back.
What machine are you looking for?
The main machine.
Maybe a pussy penis dick cock.
Never got a call back on it. Turn that fucking music off. Excuse me. Whatever. Stupid. What is breaking a ukulele song there in the background? What the fuck is wrong with this
place? Yeah, dude, they were like getting in the native dancer doing a hula back here, man.
It's like some weird fucking holiday, like Christmas song shit. Whatever. The caroling. They just show up with lays and the ukulele and some drums, and they just say, doo, 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 doo.
It's become evident they're able to hear that voice. I wonder what line that's coming from. It must be coming from the second line, the Madhouse studio back line.
Her, her, her. Yeah.
You're getting Phil Henry on me, man. This is funny.
I'm going to throw Henry all over your ass, Milton. And be like, oh, okay. Phil Henry, Phil Henry. Oh, oh yeah. I'm going to take an early break tonight, sir, because I have to pee, and I'm hungry, and there's...
Make a pee machine.
There's cold pizza over there waiting for me. I think I'm going to take a break early, but we'll come back and we'll do longer. Sorry to be early.
Hey, I had arroz and habichuela already, so go to her, baby.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
You made this? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, well, hey, when we come back, Big Baz and Dwight said they'd like to join. I think Neon said that she would also like to join. That would be cool. Dwight's got a bunch of numbers, as usual.
Okay.
Let me look and see what kind of numbers those are. Well, the normal, you know, hotel check-ins, stuff like that. Looks like a few Facebooks were, hey, called my new number, yo. Sometimes you get some funny shit out of that motherfucker. And we can call around. You can send your requests in the IRC to someone. And I'm sure it'll filter its way up to me. Oh, we got some Indian restaurants. Milkman, yeah. I know how much you like Indian food. You like some banchod, chachachod, marachod, ulu. Yeah, ooh, we never...
Man, you're making me hungry.
No.
That's my favorite, dude.
I got the recipe for I got the recipe for marachod. I'll be right back, Milkman, all right? Thank you, motherfucker.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Run from the DMZ. Fight for
you, for you. Fresh, 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 fresh.
Okay, faggot.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Carlito. I'm back. This is Madhouse Radio Live. I'm here joined with Milkman.
Oh, yeah, buddy, too.
Dwight McClanahan, Ken.
Oh, good evening, bitches.
Big Baby Bass.
Hey, hey, hey.
Big Neon.
Hello.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, guys. Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hey, let's continue on with some prank calls. I'm going to Dwight numbers now.
Right.
They're not going to
answer. Oh, yeah.
They're not going to answer. Don't say that. It's better. Let me just set my transparency there and make it always on top so I don't lose it. Okay, so what do we got here? We got a hotel check-in from Big Scott at the Best Western. Yeah. Is Best Western considered a shitty hotel?
It's probably middle of the road. You're probably looking probably 50, 60 bucks a night.
Yeah, better than your Red Roof, I would say, right?
It's better than Hotel 6, better than like that kind of shit.
Hmm. Best Western Hospital Motor Inn. For hotel reservations, please press 1.
Is the quality in better?
For accounting, please press 2. For the housekeeping department, please press 3.
Best Western's big back east.
For the hotel general manager, please press 4. You may also remain on the line, and you will be transferred to the hotel front desk.
There we go. Couldn't give me an option for that early on?
Please hold while I try that extension.
Oh, God, this connection sucks. Not getting any better.
Like, Best Western took over, like, where Ramada Inns used to be. Whenever you see Ramadas, most of them turn to Best Western.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling Best Western Crossroads Motor Inn. For hotel reservation, please press 1.
Well, the connection is shit. We'll have to see.
I'm sorry, but that was not a valid entry.
Make me listen through the whole thing. Fine, asshole, bitch.
For hotel reservations, please press 1. For accounting, please press 2. For the housekeeping department, please press 3. For the hotel general manager, please press 4. You may also remain on the line, and you will be transferred to the hotel front desk. Please hold while I try that extension.
Good evening. Thanks for calling, Best Western.
Hey, effeminate man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to see if I can get transferred to a guest there. I have his name, of course.
What was the last name?
Scott. Last name is Summerton. Summer, like the season. Ton, like the ton. And which is perfect because he's a big, fat fucker, you know?
Summertime.
Yeah, he likes to eat a lot of pancakes. Oh, my God. I hope you don't have pancakes there for breakfast. He'll eat them all.
I got waffles.
He'll eat them all. Don't. You better say the machine's broken, motherfucker.
I don't have anybody with that last name, Summerton, in house.
Maybe it's under his wife. Never know what that last name. You got any Scots? Any Scoots?
Scots? I don't have Scots either.
Well, fuck you in the ass. And Baz, you want to insult him at all? Because you got to go soon. Or Baz, you there? No, Baz. Anyone else? Dwight? Yeah.
No, hey, can I ask you a question before I let you go there, buddy?
Yeah.
How many fingers?
I'm sorry?
How many fingers can you put your urethra? Me, 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 me. How many?
You know what urethra is?
Yeah,
I don't have a clue.
How many fingers can you put in your dick hole?
You know, all right, bye. He's pissing me off with this connection.
It's a kind of whiskey, George Dickhole.
Oh.
Dana. Dana.
Is my mic working?
Yes, you are. Oh, good.
Thank you.
Good to hear you. Yeah.
Fast D.
Fez, do you wear a tie to work?
No.
Good.
Never.
Good, good.
I'm 28. This is Leah. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to be transferred to a guest.
Sure. Do you have the first and last name or the room number?
First and last name. First name mm-hmm. is Daner. Last name is Balm, like a tree.
Like palm, like P-A-L-M?
No, B-A-U-M, like tree in German.
Egg. Oh.
yeah, that's how it is.
I don't have that person at this hotel.
D-A-N-A, Daner?
With that last name, at least.
Well, look up Dana. Look up tree. Look up tree, because it's German for tree.
Yeah, no, sorry. What's the first name?
Dana.
Okay, let me check that. Nope, I don't have a Dana that's in house either, sir.
And can last one is to check see if it's under her husband's name. His name is probably under Al or Albert. Al. Last name is Labia. L-A-B-I-A.
Damn it.
No, sir. Sorry about that.
You have no labia there?
No.
Okay. That's unfortunate. So you don't have a labia?
Not at this hotel, sir.
Do you know what labia is, though?
Someone's last name. Can I place you on quick hold, sir?
It's the vaginal lips. The vaginal lips, you know? Okay.
Security.
There's two pairs on them. Two pair.
Cool, they're playing the police. They're putting you through to security.
Hey, Baz, you should go to this place. They're over at SeaTac Machine.
What is it? What are they again?
Hampton Inn over by the SeaTac Airport.
Yeah, it's probably where the hookers are.
Ew. No, I think it's a nice one. It says the Hampton Inn and Suites. If it has suites, it's got to be good, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's force her to pick up again. And she hung up. She must be stuck on the labia. You know what I mean? Ha ha ha. I made a pun there. I didn't even think about that. It's fun. All right. Someone has a new phone. Love these. This is. Did you post these? Post these in the Skype chat also, Dwight. Make sure so. If you guys
you want all these numbers over there too?
Yeah, I guess I just thought about that. Yeah, so everyone knows what we're calling. Does anyone want this Jade Moinyong Olsen? No, I know I'm not giving you much.
Yeah, sure. What the hell,
Jade Olsen?
Hello.
Hey, is this a Jade?
Huh?
Jade.
Who is this?
This is David. How are you? Calling to congratulate you on your new phone. So maybe we can come over and party and we can look at each other. I could examine your phone.
Wait, what?
And I could examine your sexual organs.
You're a horrible buddy. No thanks. Bye, pervert.
Yeah, I've got some marijuana cigarettes. We'll bring them over. And we'll smoke them.
You sound
and
like
I got
fucking
my buddies.
Ass fucking white boy, and I'm not fucking
Yeah, you sound
interested.
Stupid. Are you a stupid?
Oh, am I stupid? No, you sound
stupid. Yeah, are you one of those stupids? You sound like
one
of them stupid.
What are they?
I'm stupid.
My line, because you ain't got nothing better to do but fucking bug me, right?
Yeah,
I'm
gonna come over. Yeah, yeah.
Shut your fucking game up, you fucking pathetic ass nigga. Don't call my phone.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me.
Stop fucking calling. Bye.
I'm gonna call back.
Brittany says you're a bitch. You hear me, whore?
Hello.
Whore.
Yeah.
Hey, you say he's stupid and your middle name is Mong Young? Mong Young? Don't you know Mong Young?
Yeah, I fucking talked to Brittany Castillo and she said that Jade's a fucking whore. She fucks everybody.
Yeah, she said she's a bitch.
It sounds like your parents have Tourette's and in the middle of naming you, they were like, Jade Mong Young!
Yeah.
Maybe her mom was choking on a dick when she named her.
She was taking a dump.
She was choking on, the nurse's
dick. That's such a slut name, Jade.
It's a stripper's name, a dirty stripper's name.
Click on the link at the bottom of our chat with her picture.
Yeah.
She's a tranny, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Oh, God.
Fucking white boy.
Look, all you guys out there who don't have kids, you can ask Baz, who has girls. If you want your girl to turn out to be a slut, name her after a spice. And I'm really hoping that you didn't do that, Baz. I don't know your kid's name.
Saffron.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Pepper. Pepper would work. That'd be salt.
Yeah,
salt.
It's hot.
Yeah. All right, you horny hand clappers, put your hands together for salt. Doesn't work.
Water pills.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Salt. Yeah, is this Chris?
It is.
I'm looking for some guinea pigs.
Yes, sir.
Do you still have those little fucks?
I do. I've got a girl supposed to be getting them tomorrow afternoon. I'll know after this.
She's going
to
put it up her pussy, probably.
Yeah. All right.
We'll pay you more.
Is she going to possibly take them both? To
put them
in her pussy?
She wants both of them. She's got two kids and she wants one for each.
Oh, so are there both girls maybe to put it up their pussy? Is that what they're...
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably why. Little fucking shits, right? Fucking assholes. Are you getting any more anytime soon? Do you breed those little guinea pigs?
What an asshole.
I was going to say, ask him if he can split one, you know?
They eat that shit in South America. That's what I want. That Andrew Zimmern guy ate one. He was like, oh, it's very good. Very, very gamey. That's all he says about me. Very gamey. It's tender.
Nella.
Yeah. I'm going to put someone else on the line about the guinea pigs.
How you doing? I want them guinea pigs there, buddy. You hear me, you fucking asshole?
I'm from Peru. We eat them there.
Listen. You didn't let me tell me what I wanted to do with them.
One more. Aww. One more. You gotta get it in quick. Maybe we'll piss them off even.
Gotta sneak in curse word, too.
Hey, fucker. You there? Listen, I want to put some milk in the tip of my penis and I'm going to mouth
feed these little bastards.
You think about that, asshole?
Well, you're showing how smart you are. You got your number on caller ID.
I blocked my fucking number, you asshole.
I don't let Craigslist people or Facebook people see my shit.
Yeah, we
block. Want to call us back or what?
Yeah, you're not a man.
That would be stupid not to block our number. That would be stupid.
I got two pairs. Two pairs.
Well, I can do that, but 4.5 years of sheriff's department, I can trace the number back to for harassment. How's that sound?
No.
Don't do that. All right, we're sorry, okay? Please don't get us in trouble.
Don't tell.
All right.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get into, like, selling tracing machines, because apparently everybody fucking has them. And they're just buying the shit out of them.
Oh, my knee.
They work really well.
I just hit my knee on the desk. Fucking desk. Oh, God, that hurts so much.
Oh. Fucking desperate.
You remember what Grandpa said, don't you? He always said he'll feel better when it quits hurting, son.
Oh, thanks, Grandpa, you asshole. You fucking molester. Oh, fuck are you? All right, look. Here's next the next one. Adrian, who says, to all my peeps, my new number, yo. All right.
So dumb.
You guys go ahead, because I'm nursing a knee right now. I'll be right back. Oh, fucking
knee. Do it.
Figure it out. Adrian. I don't care who does it.
Who is this?
Adrian.
Hello?
Yo, hey. This is fucking Adrian.
Yo, who's this?
Yo, what the fuck is your problem there, man?
Who is this?
Listen, don't you be talking to Erica no fucking more. You understand me? I'm with Erica, sure. Motherfucker.
Got you.
So you stay the fuck away, or I'm gonna poop on your car.
Yeah. And can I say something to him?
Yeah.
Your message says, to all my peeps, my known number. I don't appreciate that. I'm not one of your peeps. So don't be sending me these damn messages.
Yeah, you damn tell it. That mother, you damn tell it. That guy Kevin, fucking Kevin Cornwall, I'm going to finger his butthole.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, you fucking retarded. Hey, you know what? Next time you take pictures, you tell your daughter to quit sticking her tongue out, or somebody's gonna slap her. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wake up, welfare.
Mentally challenged there.
Are you coming, sir?
That's your answer.
So to say some shit about their kids, they usually flip out, but no, nothing.
What did that guy put peeps? All my peeps.
I don't know. He's about 80.
Because he's black.
Yeah, probably I'm heard sorry. About some really
but the person you call
mainstream rap song one day. That's what the kids say, peeps, right? I'm cool. All right. A free dog baby on the way. What? A free dog baby.
Yeah, that's a dog baby.
Looks like they've hybridized.
The dog got fucked.
They finally made a dog-human hybrid. Let's congratulate them. They must be Russians.
That sounds scary.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please.
You see about that? Try it again. Come on, damn it.
Smart one. He put a picture of his truck with his license plate fully exposed.
Oh yeah, great
that
idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah, seriously. All right, whatever. I do stupid stuff like that too. I did. I try not to. I'm sure I still do something. That's how they keep getting me, you know, Dwight and others connected. All right, we got a male BYUH housing, a male bleh housing. All right, Zach. The fuck is a bleh housing? I think that's great. Like me and Baz will have fun with that. Ready? Baz, you should do it. Ask about the male bleh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to go yet? Don't go. Come on. Don't go.
Stay. I gotta go after this one.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Zach.
Well, maybe we could ask Brian about housing. even though it doesn't say.
Maybe he knows about it.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that BYU? Brigham Young University. I know what H stands for, but
yeah, Brigham Young University, something.
Homosexual.
That's in Honolulu.
Yeah. Oh, so should.
Where if you kiss your girlfriend, you get kicked out of fucking school.
Hello, Brian speaking.
Hey, Brian, how do you say there, flapjack?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling about the room to share.
Yes, you're the second person to call about it so far.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm the best. I'm the best.
Would you like to come over and look at it?
This room and try it out?
Yeah, to come over and see what we got, if you want to.
Yeah, so we can we try it out? I want to try it out first.
No, well, come over and look at it, and I'll show you around.
Yeah, you're going to show me some stuff?
No, I'll just show you around the house, show you what you're looking for.
I thought maybe we might go into a room and you were going to show me some stuff. And I'll show you mine.
I don't know what you mean by show you some stuff.
Well, you know, you show me yours and I show you mine. That kind of stuff. You know, we just
I'm just asking,
I have a room. Comparing notes, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can tell sex stories.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Maybe we can make a few of our own.
And you want to think about rent, whatever, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to rent it. I want to rent the fuck out of that room.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to rent the fucking shit out of it.
Well, I have another person that came over earlier to check the place out. And if you want to come over and check it out, you're welcome.
Yeah. So are you going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah, so are you going to be watching me while I do it?
No. You know what? This is getting a little bit too personal. I'll let you go, man.
No.
Maybe you should bear
personal.
With it.
Too it's personal. Casual. It's anonymous.
Was that Zach?
Going to be roommates after all.
Hey, was that Zach or Brian?
That was Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. My friend here, he's a little upset, I guess. You were just talking to him about a place you have. Like a garage that you're renting?
Yeah, I have a place that's open to rent. I had another person that came by today earlier to check it out. So you're the second person to call.
Yeah.
It's available. The room is available. If you want to come over and check it out, I'll tour you around and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, we call him Snaz. He's Bass Snaz.
I'm sorry?
We call him the Snaz. That's his nickname.
It's
we call him Snaz. Snaz.
Okay.
He goes to BYUH, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he goes there and, excuse me, you know, the place he's staying at now, when he first got there, I guess it was a place where the guy said, oh, you like the place? And then he pulled out his sexual organ and showed it to him.
This house is strictly
waved it around.
For a person, this is nothing to do sexually, you know, this house... This place is open for rent.
It's a sex house.
$400 a month. Yeah. There's two of us here, and it's 420 420 friendly. And we,
it's 420 friendly.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Well.
He totally.
I don't know what's going on here, man. It sounds really
weird. Listen.
Well,
basically, what happened?
You guys are tripping me out.
He's been staying at this place for 3 months, and he finally came to me and said, "Listen." He comes in. He says that he can, you know, use the bathroom whenever I'm in it, and so it's not.
You know what? Hey, that sounds kind of a little kinky for me.
He's been abusing him. He's been abusing him, and I got involved, and I told him this man does not have a right to go into the bathroom whenever Snaz is. Whenever
this is something that I don't need to know. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna let you go, man.
No,
sorry,
but can we come by, please? Can we come by? Oh man, they're 420 friendly. That's awesome.
Man, we should ask if they had double ring.
Did you see the fucking pictures to this place? It's fucking scummy. I was looking at the ad. I'm like, I'm looking at the pictures before I look at the ad. I'm like, this looks like a fucking garage. And then I start reading. I'm like, it is a garage. I was like, what the fuck? He's putting people out in his garage.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
his garage.
You don't even get a stove. You get a fucking hot plate.
Well, you can do a lot with a hot plate. You can do most of your. You can survive with a hot plate.
What do you expect? It's $400.
Yeah. You can do a hell of a lot with a hot plate.
They can't let you use the stove though. It's like the main stove. That's pretty. That's
No. You stay. You stay out in the garage.
Oh my God!
Oh, I like this part.
God, look at the counter. Why would you take a picture of just a counter full of shit? There's a cabinet with no drawers on it. Drawers. There's salt. You know, we go back to salt in there.
It's like a rice friendly. Yeah. We like to drink and we handle our liquor. It's called liquor. Totally wrong.
Liqueur.
Yeah. That picture is weird. I just see a bunch of drying pans and pots, like just on a.
And it looks like there's shit in the toilet.
Extension cords just fucking strewed about everywhere.
Oh my God.
Rice cooker.
There's a rice cooker. Why would you take a picture of this? Like, you're going to be living in this shit.
Is this a definition of.
Oh, yeah, I want to live there.
What looking at?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this. Holy shit.
Because, at the end, they say, you know, we smoke cigs, so bear with it. Well, what else are you going to have to bear with?
Really?
Picture is gross.
That is a Kanaka right there, goddammit.
Hey guys, I gotta go.
Don't do it, Bess.
Bye, Bess.
Don't do it, Bess. All right, see you, man.
All
right. I want to move from Cinnabon right now. Cinnabon. Yeah, Cinnabon.
See you, Milkman.
Bye, Bess.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about an ad that you have for a room for rent.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put my...
Go ahead. Talk to me.
I'm going
to
put my neon partner on. See, she's going to ask about it, okay? Thank you.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brian. I'm interested in the room for rent. So your ad on Craigslist?
Yes.
Are you okay having females there? I see that it says share with two people.
No. I don't mind having a female here as long as you're single. The last couple of people that we had here had boyfriend girlfriends and there was domestic problems and everything and like so if you're single that's okay. But we really don't want boyfriend girlfriend kind of thing because I know there's gonna be issues.
Right. Were they Kanakas? Because I'm Howley, so.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't care what you are or whoever you are or whatever.
Okay.
This place is open. I had another person come over here today, checked it out. Mm-hmm. He's one of two. You're the second caller that's inquiring about the place.
Yeah.
It's a great place. It's a great place, but you know, we're looking for somebody that's responsible, somebody that has a job, somebody that's we don't want no drama. We don't want no drama.
Drama comes along with boyfriend and girlfriend.
Because if you have that, that's going to be drama. So if you're single, that's cool.
Oh my God. I'm already done with that part. What's the thing with you can work out a deal? What is that?
Well,
what does that mean?
No, the work out the deal. There's no deal. It's like $400 a month, no deposit.
It says it in your ad. We can work out a deal. That's what I'm asking.
There's no deal. There's no deal. The deal.
Why would you put that in your ad? Why would you put that in the ad?
I didn't say, deal if you want to get internet or cable, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wasn't sure what country you're from, because this English is terrible.
Yeah, no, if you want to move in, it's $400 a month, no deposit.
If you have a female there, are you expecting them to clean? Because this place looks like a shithole. Or is this what the previous renters had?
He left us off the
hooks.
What's the matter, asshole?
Yeah, I'm with Arby. You can't have a relationship as long as you live there. People have needs, you know.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, asshole? Why don't you pick that phone up? Motherfucker.
Okay.
It would be even better if he was watching porn right now.
He just started kicking it all of a sudden.
Well, that's funny. Apparently, the last tenants were getting loaded on liquor or something, just beating the fuck out of each other.
I wonder if they were even doing that, or if he was just so fucking high he thought he saw it.
Well, he probably came in and started the shit. Like, they were probably drinking, just having a nice time to come in and be like, I'm out of fucking liquor. You share with me. And he tried to take their liquor, and then there was a fight.
The drama is that the chick probably was staying there with the boyfriend or whatever and probably slept with one of the roommates. Well, he said
boyfriend and girlfriends. Did you hear him say that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to, what, this is a fucking monastery or something? Fucking.
I don't know. They live like
pigs. The last girl there had a good party going on.
I might have made the deal in my head. I'd been like, listen. You stay here, I get to fuck the girl at least once a week. That's part of the deal.
I thought that's where he was going, where you got to be single because I'm going to want to fuck you whenever. I thought that's where he was. Swear to God.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I was like, what a creeper.
You want cable? You fuck me for it.
And I guess he doesn't consider Bass's call to be a serious one because he didn't count it.
He's like, I like the same line, though. He's like, yeah, a guy already came. You are number two. It's like, I'm pretty sure we're at least up to number five now, pal.
Well, I think you knew, like, the other ones were, like, the first series. So I had a different caller ID for that. This one here, I changed it. Okay, whatever. Lisa has a shared room available for $100. That's what I'm talking about. Neon, you got to do this because she's not going to want no men.
Wait, which one is this?
I mean, would you want a man?
No, this is for men.
Oh.
It's a men's shared sober apartment.
Oh. Ask if there are any sex addicts there.
Okay.
This one, I think, is California. It's close to the Crenshaw Mall.
Oh, Crenshaw. That's a good neighborhood here.
Not too bad now.
Yeah, I know that. I stayed there.
Look, man, sleeping in your car does not count as staying there.
Well, it does if you use it about like five nights a week.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be mean. I'm just making jokes.
If you're calling for the Lighthouse in Irvine or Northridge, yes, we do have spaces available.
Spaces.
We do provide everything there at the shared room home for you, except for groceries, so you don't have to worry about anything. If you'd like to make an appointment to see it, please leave your name and phone number here so we can get back with you.
I don't think they're going to answer. I was about to change the song. Luckily, it finished. It's getting on my nerves. Okay, Doug has a shared room for rent for $450. Any scoop on this property? Anything we need to know?
Let me see. Doug. No, I don't remember this one.
Hang not crazy see. In the ad. Do you have any?
Basically, it's just a shared room. Two people per room.
All right, $450 includes water.
That says, my motto, as long as you're not loud, my house is your house.
I used to love when Carlito was always calling and talking about he sleeps naked and he wanted to push the beds together. And
after a while.
This is in the porn area of California.
All right.
Chatsworth.
So you think, it has the Wi-Fi too. Hey,
and 420 friendly.
We can do the thing where you're a Neon, will you say that you're on Chatterbait? You're a famous Chatterbaiter. Tell them you get thousands a month from Chatterbait. But you're going to be needing to have your cam set up and stuff.
You'll pay the rent for everybody. You just need somewhere with a lot of room.
Yeah. Or if they don't mind. If they don't mind, you're just, masturbating away all day.
You want free roam of the fucking apartment. Like, you're just going from room to room masturbating in their beds and stuff.
Are we going to call them or are we going to do it right now?
We're just talking.
We're going to masturbate right now.
You guys are really getting
into
it. On you, man. You're like... All talking, they won't answer. Fuck.
You guys did the joke already.
It's our fault.
The mailbox belonging to...
Oh.
Maybe they're doing their chatterbait sessions.
They're probably already working on it.
Hello?
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 Hi, I'm calling for the shared room for rent.
Yeah.
Is it still available?
It is, yes.
Okay, when's it available?
It'll be available on the 1st.
Okay. How many people are in this house?
Well, is this for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because just so you know, there's a male in the room. There's 3 bedrooms in the house.
Okay.
There's a married couple in one of the rooms. I'm in another room, and then there's the shared bedroom that's for rent.
Okay. That's okay. Do you screen, you know, what our professions are before coming into to rent this room?
No.
Okay. Well, because I saw in your ad, it says, you know, my house is your house, and as long as you're not loud. I'm actually, you know, seeing as we all are from Chatsworth, I think we know what the big profession is here, but I'm currently on Chatterbait, and so my work is mostly from home, and I'll be setting up live webcam sessions.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I won't be loud, and I don't think the male roommate would mind.
I don't know if you would or not.
Well, I could cut you a small percentage of what I'm making.
What's that?
I could cut you a small percentage of what I'm making, aside from the $450 for rent.
Yeah, well, it's not me, it's the roommate.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, it's during the interim right now. I'm waiting to get back on set with Vivid. So, and you know, and get back on contract, but he, you know, I'm sure you can ask any guy. I'm sure they're down to watch it. I mean, he'll be getting it for free, you know?
Yeah. Well, what's your name? I've got your number here. I can get back to you on that.
Sure. My name is Madison.
Madison, okay. I'll run it by the guy that's in there and see what he says. And if he doesn't have a problem, I'll get back to you.
Sure, okay. Yeah, ask him if he has any issues with glitter, because I do like to use glitter in my sessions, so.
Okay.
Okay, I can give you a call back maybe tomorrow, if that's okay.
Well... I'll get back
to you. Is he there now? Maybe you can wake him up and ask him.
Well, no, I don't want to bother him now.
Oh, okay. He probably has somebody in that room right now.
Well, I mean, at the time of the day, I just don't want to bother him.
Oh, yeah, he's probably, you know... Oh, that guy's probably in there totally... You know what? He's probably on one of my camp sessions, probably throwing out tokens to me. Do you know how Chatterbait works?
No.
Basically, it's their live cam sessions, and I'm paid through, the patrons that come and visit my cam sessions. I'm paid through tokens that they provide to me. And each, the more tokens that they give me, the more that I show them. It's kind of a new way of doing, like, a peep show for, like, you know, back in the day folks.
I see.
Girls got to make a living somehow, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything, you know, that's fine. But,
okay.
See, he's kind of a religious guy. And
yeah! Oh,
Even better, huh? Yeah, I used to want to be a nun myself, and we can see where that went.
Yeah!
Sorry, my music's like really loud. I'm practicing for some of my sessions. So, anywho,
yeah,
go for it.
Okay, I'll get back to you, Madison.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Tell me he doesn't have a hard dick right now.
I was like, I don't have anything else.
I was just trying to get you out of that by playing.
I imagine Carlito would know the reference. You know LeBron's pregame shit with the baby powder.
Yeah.
That's what Neon does with the glitter. She does the fucking clap with the glitter. Throws it.
Yeah, but I clap it down there, Dwight. You know.
You do it with your legs. You throw it up with your legs or your thighs. Yep. You know what he's talking about? LeBron James, when he does a basketball game, you know what basketball game is? You know who LeBron James is? He's a basketball player.
He's black, too.
Yeah, he's a black basketball player, and he's good. He's really good.
Hey, how's your knee?
Oh, it's good. Anyway, he puts, like, powder in his hands, and he throws it up in the air.
Oh, my God. Does he? Tell me more.
Yeah. Just in case you knew, that's what the joke is.
I know what it is.
Oh, okay. And you know what basketball is?
Yeah, what team does he play for, huh? Smart girl.
Oh, God, he used to play for the Heat. And...
No.
I don't know. Well, I said he used to. I don't know. I don't follow that shit.
You don't know where he plays now, huh?
I don't care. He went back to... not the Sixers. Cavs.
He's in Philadelphia now?
Yeah, he's...
That's not one other guy. I don't know.
He plays for the Phoenix Rattlers.
Oh my God, you guys are such nerds with sports. Who cares?
Yep. Okay.
You guys have a fantasy league with him too?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
You guys polishing your balls over there?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. We got all kinds of things here. Come over, and check it out. They're like, it doesn't say just too much to list. That's all we got.
Yeah, he puts nothing in his fucking Craigslist ad. His title is too much to list, and then he in the title is like, yeah, I just got too much shit to list.
Just come on over. Hang on, I'll read it. Look, what does it say? Do you have it in front of you? I got it here.
Yeah, and then he spelled much wrong. Too much to list.
Yeah, too much to list. And then it says all kinds of things. Come over, call, check it out. First come gets. First, FISRT. What did he do? How did he? He's just like banged this out on his phone real quick on his iPhone. Done. I got a bunch of shit. Come over. All right, let's find out. Damn it! How do you guys get these numbers? How do you get numbers for these people?
These are just straight on Craigslist. I just go to Craigslist and like Hawaii and look for shit. The fucking free section's retarded.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you got a lot of shit there that you're giving? Or you got a lot of shit there? Free stuff? Hello? Oh, I
remember. What are you talking about?
On Craigslist here, you put down you got a lot of shit. Come over, come check it out. First come, first gets. Hello? Do you have any furniture that you're giving out?
You got the wrong number.
You giving out stuff. Free stuff. Free stuff. Please. Hello? Please. Hello, free stuff?
Yeah, I got plenty of free stuff.
Well, okay, what do you have free stuff? What is the free stuff?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
All right, can I have TV?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, can I have your ass cherry?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Dwight, did you want anything?
Yeah, let me come on over there, and I'd like him to pull out his dentures and let me put my penis in his mouth. Is that free?
Ooh, gum job.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll pay you for that.
Nice gummer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I get a blow job and I'm getting paid. This is fucking fantastic. Jesus Christ. Hey, Peter. We heard about you, Peter. You fucking pervert.
Yeah?
Yeah. We heard about you around the way.
Yeah.
Are you getting rid of the evidence? Is that why it's too much to list?
Can I come over there and tosh you? I want to tosh you.
This guy fucking sounds like a Kanaka.
Let's tosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tosh you? Tosh your hair? Kiss you?
I would appreciate that.
Tosh your private parts? Tosh your hair everywhere?
Excuse me, sir. Are you into fisting? Because it says, check it out. Fist come gets. Is that what you meant by that?
Fisting.
Yep.
Hey, Peter, when I'm getting that gum job from you, would you be able to tickle my balls while you do that?
Whatever you want.
Oh, fucking fantastic.
No, what do you want, sir? What do you want?
I want you guys.
What do you want from us?
What, my ass?
Free furniture.
You want free furniture?
Yeah.
Do you have a casting couch?
I have everything you need.
You have everything we need and then some?
I want to make this guy sit on a coconut like a good little boy while he blows me.
Is this Peter? Peter.
Don't be shy now.
Peter. You're Peter, right?
Peter, fisting eater.
Had a wife, couldn't keep her.
Peter, penis eater.
Okay. Bye, Peter. Bye.
Bye, Peter. You're boring.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's how we get out of calls now. We just play that. Was that really a nursery rhyme? Am I correct? Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife but couldn't keep her.
Mm-hmm. I always went with Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife, loved to beat her. That's always a good one.
Why were they gross. Why were they teaching us that? All right, so there's a guy named Peter and ate pumpkin, and he couldn't keep his wife. He was a cuckold. I guess that's what I mean. You know, for people to be saying that guy couldn't keep his wife. He had a wife and couldn't keep her. That means, you know, not only did you just get divorced or something, like she fucked around the whole town. Everyone knew.
Because his wife was unfaithful. She kept cheating on him. And the way to stop her from cheating on him was a pumpkin shell, which was like a chastity belt.
Okay. What was the rest of that dressing room? All I remember is the first bars.
See, where I remembered mine from was fucking Andrew Dice Clay.
Well, he would, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that guy.
Let me see if I can look up the...
It says, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well.
The one I remember was from Andrew... Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife, loved to beat her, smacked her twice across the head, fucked her ass, and went to bed.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So he puts her in a pumpkin shell and kidnaps her and locks her in a shell. Or you're surmising that it's he made a chastity belt out of pumpkin, so she won't fuck around. Oh, very interesting. So they taught that. Hey, you know, listen. When you get older and you get married and the bitch starts cheating on you, you either A, lock her up somewhere where she can't get out ever, or put a chastity belt on her and keep her. Yeah. There you go. Great lesson. I don't think they teach that shit anymore in school, do they?
No, they don't teach them nursery rhymes.
Yeah, that's 80s shit.
Shit.
Now it's all Nickelodeon and stuff.
Fucking dog with a blog or some shit like that.
I'm getting a fucking refresher on Andrew Dice Clay poems just from looking that up.
That Dora bitch. Dude, Dice, he was doing some show in New York New Year's Eve, and I'm thinking about going there. There's a package where you can stay in the hotel, and it's included, and alcohol's included, and Dice is coming out, and I think a few other comedians are going to be there.
Little Bo Peep fucked her sheep, blew a horse and licked his feet. She ate his ass so very nice, stung his balls not once but twice. Oh!
Nice. Oh, Dice. That man sold out Madison Square Garden, ladies and gentlemen. Where is he now? All right, let's go.
He did an episode on Tosh.0, I think last year sometime, and I was like, oh, dude, it's fucking Dice. Sweet.
Yeah. He kind of made a comeback like in 2006, 2007.
He was playing a lawyer, which was fucking hilarious.
I love the cigarette that he would do, the cigarette thing around his head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He always did that. That's right. Oh, music. Fucking up.
Who's hitting the turntable? This is bullshit.
I think that's part of the song. Wow, that's true. All right, Free Rooster from Dan. Good. Let's get the chickens going first.
We should get the rooster and hens and then make them fuck.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Cross. I see you got some roosters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, good. And two hens?
I got one rooster and two hens I need to get rid of.
Oh, do they fuck?
Do they what?
Do they fuck? Do they mate?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So they're egg producing and everything, the hens?
The hens were laying eggs till about 2 weeks ago, then they stopped.
Oh, well, did you change their feed?
No.
You sure? Are they old? Old fucking hens? Old cock-sucking hens?
I don't think so. They might have just found someplace else to lay the eggs.
All right, well, what I really need is the rooster. How old is the rooster, you think? Is he still young and spry or getting old?
Yeah, it's less than a year old.
Oh, good. So he's going to do a lot of fucking for me still, huh?
I imagine.
All right, good. Yeah, because I need to get these eggs. I need to get these hens over here fucking. I got a rooster. I don't know if you hear him. We're getting ready to chop his neck off. He's being a fucking asshole. He's not having sex. He's all depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tricked them. I laid out food like in a trail, just like they used to show on TV when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got them inside my camper, and I locked the door in there. He's in there, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna roll this camper off the side of the road to a. There's a river over here, you know.
Where are you gonna do that?
The Kakiki River. Well, I'm trying to get rid of them. I need to get rid of the camper anyway. I can't. It's not gonna pass inspection and all that. So I'm just trying to get rid of it. Yeah. So I figure I got the rooster in there. I got a few puppies. We had a litter over here. No one wanted to buy these motherfuckers. So. I'm going to put them in there. Yeah, I mean, so I got about 3 pit bull puppies and this rooster here, this asshole fucking rooster. His name is Peck Peck. I'm getting rid of him. And then I'll use your rooster. Does he have a name or no?
No.
All right, we'll come up with a name for him and all that. Yeah. All right, okay.
Why don't you give me a call tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll I'll do that and shit. All right, motherfucker.
Okay, have you got a cage or something to catch in there?
Oh yeah, I got all that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, motherfucker.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll give you a call tomorrow. See you. Bye. Whatever. I just wanted to finish that. This is a weird story. Hey,
can you call him back and let me talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe a different number or something?
Yeah, I'll change the number just in case.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay is the type of man Gary Brodsky wishes he could be.
Totally.
Andrew Dice Clay would blow smoke in Gary's fucking face and call him a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I would do that too if I smoked.
You sure know a lot about Andrew Dice Clay, Dwight?
Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I would spit in his face. I'd get some chew and I'd spit right in his face.
Here you go, Dwight.
Okay.
Hello?
How you doing? You got the roosters and the hens.
Right.
Yeah, you give it these little motherfuckers away or what?
Yep, giving them away. I just talked to somebody. He said he's going to call me tomorrow about getting them.
That's bullshit. I ain't gonna, you around tonight? I come by tonight?
No, you can't get him tonight. You got to get him in the morning.
Why can't I get him tonight?
Because they're roosting.
I don't give a shit. That's the easiest time to fucking get him.
Anyway, somebody just called me and said they're going to come get him tomorrow.
Hey, are you listening to my voice? Does it sound like I give a fuck, you fucking Kanaka?
Okay, thanks.
Hey, fuck you, buddy, all right?
Okay.
He didn't want to play.
He didn't want to play. Oliver. Aww. 55-gallon barrels. Let's see how much shit and piss we can put in that.
That's the easiest time to get them.
The answer is easy. 55 gallons worth, but let's make sure.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey baby? Is that Oliver?
I'm sorry?
I need to talk to Oliver. He told me to call about the 55-gallon barrels.
Okay, one moment.
All right, motherfucker.
Smack that bitch.
Hello.
Hey, Oliver, how you doing, you crazy Kanaka? You good to talk to you? You
got all right, man. How's it going?
I'm good, motherfucker. You got them 55-gallon barrels?
Yeah, I finally got some.
Yeah, so you got 55 barrels, 1 gallon each. Got it. $10. No problem, yeah. I want to put a lot of shit and piss in those motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah, I got about 9 of them left.
You start
55-gallon barrels, yeah. $10 a piece.
Yeah, how much shit and piss can I put in there?
What are you going to make?
I got a tap over here, and I'm going to tap into some shit and piss that's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah. It's coming out.
Well, you got 55, hold at least 50 gallons, I know that for sure.
Yeah, motherfucker. That's all you fucking need, you stupid motherfucker. You, that's good. All right, so $10 for, they're each $10, motherfucker?
Yeah, $10 a piece.
Can I get them tonight? I need them tonight.
Yeah, well, where you at?
Well, I can come down there. I mean, can you text me back with your machines? You send me all your spaces and machines and all that?
Well, I can give you my address if that's all you need.
Yeah, give me that shit, motherfucker. I'm coming over. I'll bring a pizza over there, you know? And I'll take a look at the gallon barrels. I want to, you know, we can masturbate, look at each other, watch each other masturbate. And
I got other things to do besides fuck around, you know. If you're talking serious stuff, go ahead and drop by real quick.
Oh, all you Kanakas are the same, motherfucker. Don't you start with me.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you grow up and learn how to talk to fucking people nicely?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
And I bet you're going to get the same in return, you know. But if you're going to talk like that to anybody and everybody, you're not going to get nowhere.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Anywhere.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
It's anywhere.
So you do what you want with your life and, you know, go on and talk to people how you want to. But, you know, don't call me up and give me shit like that, all
please,
right?
Please, I'm sorry. My wife will explain. I'm sorry. She'll explain how sorry I am. And, okay.
Yeah, sir, you know, he's pretty sorry and all, but... you know, before you can cast judgment on other people, I think you really need to learn how to speak the English language correctly.
Oh, you called me up to teach me how to talk.
I could. I could probably teach you a lot of other things, but...
Okay, you know what you can do? You can go the same way.
Tell me in your nice Hawaiian way what I can do with myself. Yeah,
teach you some manners.
Get some manners.
You don't know how to talk to people, okay?
Stupid.
Hey, asshole.
Hey, buddy.
I told you once. I'm not going to tell you again.
Send me all the... Right? Okay, did you send me the address yet, buddy?
Hey, I don't need nothing from you, so don't expect anything from me.
You don't need anything.
You can't even speak the language.
Right, how are you going in the big pool, eh? You know, right, you know, man. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah. Stupid.
Fucking asshole.
So stupid.
I don't need nothing from you.
I told you, I don't need nothing. Fuck you.
Hey, you know what? The next time you call me, I'm going to call the cops.
Hey, this is my first time calling, sir. I'm calling about the drums you got.
Yeah, well, don't call me because I'm going to call the cops.
What, you don't have the drums anymore?
Well, you can call me up and talk to me like shit.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you this is my first time calling. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I'm calling about the ad here.
Yeah, didn't you just call me a while ago?
Nah, I'm just calling you right now. There, I just got down here to Honolulu, and I just moved from Trenton, New Jersey, and I'm just trying to get some of these barrels.
Yeah, well, you don't get barrels by talking shit to people.
I didn't talk shit to people. I mean, why are you using that language, man?
Hey, that's the way you guys talked when you guys called me.
Listen, motherfucker, this is the first time I've called you. Don't you raise your voice to me.
Hey, brother, you got a problem, you come take it up with me.
Okay, what's your address, you son of a bitch?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right back where you came from, man.
Yeah, I come from Trenton. I don't deal with motherfuckers like you like that, yeah.
Well, why don't you go back to where you came from?
Nah.
First.
I'm going to run you motherfuckers off this land like we did the Native Americans, you cocksucker.
Why don't you become extinct? Shit. Damn. I was on mute. I didn't get to tell him. All right, he said call one more time, right?
Yeah, he did. Tell him he's a wise guy, Dwight.
That wasn't his statement. We got the same caller in, by the way.
The caller in?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm not your honey.
Oh.
Do not call my house because I'm calling the cops and I'm going to file a complaint against
you. No, please.
You're harassing my husband.
He told me to call back, motherfucking shit. He told me to call back.
You know what? Do not call. I'm going to call the cops right now, okay?
I'm sorry. Can you?
He has head up. He has head up. He said you give up.
Calling back and harassing him.
I am sorry.
Can I? Goodbye.
Can you please? No, don't call the police, please. Okay?
I'm calling them right now.
No, I'm sorry. No, no.
No, you cannot say sorry. It's too late.
Please.
Too late.
No.
Too late. You want to go harass?
No.
Go harass somebody else, okay?
No.
Don't call my house and harass us. So tough. Sucks to be you right about now.
I'm going to get in trouble. My mom's going to get mad and I'm going to get in trouble.
I don't give a crap. You don't give a shit about my family. Why the hell should I care about yours? If you can call my house and harass my husband, fuck you.
No.
I'm going to call the cops on your ass. I don't give a shit about your mom. You don't give a shit about my family.
She's going to take away all my shit from Christmas, and I'm going to get punished. I won't be able to get the car next year like they said.
Sucks to be you.
Come
Sucks
on.
To be you. Grow the fuck up. Sucks to be you.
No. Oh. God damn it. That's
that
funny.
Was so good.
That was pretty fun.
I love when Carly's like, no, my parents, they get so bad. They always think that prank callers are fucking like 12, 13-year-old kids.
They're always going to take my Wii. Then I always say that my Nintendo Wii, they're going to take it away.
Eat a poo-poo platter.
What the
fuck? Oh, shit, do what now? That's awesome. Look at the chat, sorry. Change, mad
things, all right. Play me in the winter, play me in the summer, play me in the order. Oh, my God. I'm going to put a special star next to that. Alright, so the next we got here is No Name on the ad. And it is an apartment share, 545 International Apartment. Whatever that means.
It means you're going to be living with a lot of fucking foreigners.
Fucking
I do like how that first picture, they didn't bother to clean the fuck up before they took a picture.
Oh, it's LA. That explains it. That's why. There's a lot of dirty people there.
Hollywood.
From other countries. I got the Minute Rice
the
out.
The party you are trying to reach is...
Minute Rice is so lazy. How lazy you gotta be to use Minute Rice? It's so bad for you, too.
That's some good... I ordered some Chinese food today. It was fucking good.
Yeah.
Got some chicken and hot garlic sauce.
This isn't like the heart of a lot of stuff down there.
Well, stuff, yeah. In Hollywood? Yep. Hollywood's good. Yeah. Is this Hollywood? Is there a ghetto in Hollywood now or something?
It's kind of, I mean, yeah, I guess. It just depends, like, what you like. But this is like, right in the center of, like, Gower and Vine and Neon Walk down Vine Street drunk one too many times.
Wow.
Hollywood and Vine.
I've heard of that corner, Hollywood, yep. A few times. That's where they shot Tupac, right?
Mm.
Yeah. All right. All right. Did we call it yet? No? Here we go.
Yeah, we got a no answer.
I'll try again then. No name, no answer. Fucking shit.
Nice. He says Tupac died in Vegas.
Yes, I know. He got shot on the strip in Vegas. Yes, I know. Yes, I know there's no such NBA team as the Phoenix Rattlers. Thank you.
There's no such person as LeBron James.
Oh no, he's real.
He's real.
Let me guess, he's black.
No, he's actually white. We were joking about that.
Okay. Oh, shoot. The only basketball player I know is Shaq. So he's still playing though, right?
No, he's retired. He's on TNT yeah. Now.
I know one of my friends actually.
Now.
Fuck him.
One of my friends actually
from
got
Orlando,
to meet him,
and he dissed us. I'll never forgive that fucking big ass ego motherfucker.
Oh, but the Magic sucked anyway. Whatever.
Fuck you. Magic sucked. You suck. LA sucked. All that time. 90s LA sucked. Clippers really sucked. Lakers sucked.
God, the Magic sucked.
I remember when the Pistons took on the Lakers for the championship, and it was still Kobe and Shaq, and the Pistons fucking smoked them in like 5 games. They were so pissed. I think that was the year they broke up.
So have they been the glory years there?
Yeah, well, the Pistons had some good years. They won the championship and then went to the Eastern Conference Finals like 6 years in a row after that.
Yeah.
Now they suck. They suck.
That's when they had Allen Iverson. You're talking about the Sixers.
No, that was not when they had Iverson.
No, that was the Sixers. That's what I was thinking of when you guys were talking about LeBron James.
Oh, that was right before the big breakdown with the big rumble at the Palace, right?
Like, oh, that was fucking great when I watched that at SportsCenter.
Oh my god.
With the Pistons were getting owned and there was like 43 seconds left, and then Ben Wallace fucking shoved Ron Artest. And yeah, there was that big fucking fight. Fans riled on the court, fucking trying to beat up the other team. All right,
so Ron Artest, like, there was a fight, and was it Ron Artest that laid down on the table on the?
It was. He laid down on the table like he was rusted.
Yeah, and a fan, someone in the stands threw a cup at him.
Yeah, threw a cup at him.
And then he goes up into the stands and beats up the wrong fucking guy who was just sitting there. He just beats in his big ass fight, just breaks up. Oh, my God.
There's one other guy, I forget who it was, but a couple fans, like some big fucking Mexicans ran out on the court. They had their fists up like they were going to hit him. Yeah, and the fucking basketball player just
lays
him
out. Just fucking lays his ass out. Oh, shit.
I remember that because I remember Ron Artest always starting shit with people. Like, he was always getting, like, kicked out and stuff, and just always starting shit, and they're like, oh, yeah, of course Ron Artest would have started that whole brawl.
Still does that. Is he still playing in L.A.? Meta World?
No, he retired. Didn't he retire?
He changed his name, like, 3 times. He changed his name again.
Piece, yeah.
Well, he changed it again to something funky again, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mr. Clay says, how about the Panthers, Carlito? Fucking NFC South.
Oh,
the division winner has a losing record.
Oh my god, that happens every once in a while, right? It ends up.
Fucking Lions lost today, so I think they got to go play Dallas now next week in the playoffs.
I can't believe the Falcons just dropped like that, though, man. Like, that's just.
Well, look how bad the fucking Arizona Cardinals dropped. They were like number one record in the league, and now they're like the fifth. I don't think they even made playoffs, did they?
Uh-uh. pretty sure they did.
They would.
Mm. Well, speaking of not making the playoffs, let's you and me do a prank call.
Okay.
All right. Did we announce on the air? Akers won. He was in the chat room. He won the whole thing. So yeah. 2 years in a row, he has back to back championship in our fantasy football league.
And, yeah. and I have back to back last place.
Yeah, man.
Didn't he take my slot, Armando?
Akers? No, Baz took your slot.
Oh, okay. He told me he took my slot.
Akers is always
take your slot.
They took his slot.
It's not up for grabs. It's not for grabs. You got to fight with the Hermanito. I want to see you get through him first.
No, it's okay. I don't need it. Thank you.
Okay, puta. I'm going to cut your shit now.
I don't want your slot. Thank you, though. Thanks, buddy. We're calling Dion. I skipped Jake on accident. He's got a golden retriever lab. It's a good dog.
Dog's got a huge fucking head for its body.
It's a dumb blonde of dogs. Golden retriever. Even though they are kind of smart. Hello? Hello? Hey, motherfucker. How you doing, Dion? How you doing, big guy? Hey, my man. Hey, listen. You got that lab? Hello? You got them lab puppy?
Yeah, we have one.
What's it mixed with? What kind of dogs you got fucking over there?
It's a retriever.
A retriever, but you said mixed puppy. What's that mean, motherfucker?
Yeah, she's a lab and a retriever mix.
Oh, a lab and a retriever. Labrador and a... But a lab is a retriever.
Yeah, basically.
So she's not a mix?
Well, basically when we got her, they basically said she was a lab retriever mix. So we just going with that. We don't want to change up, nothing like that.
Are you Kanaka?
Say that again?
Are you Kanaka? Is that what's
going on? No, I'm from Chicago, man.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in the Army, yeah.
Were you, like, from the South Side or something? Are you Negro?
Yeah, I'm Southeast.
Oh, yeah, you're from a pretty bad area. No wonder you talk like that, like you're kind of Negro. So, yeah, listen, a lab, that doesn't make any sense. You don't even know what this dog has in it. It could have something crazy, you know?
No, it's just, it's basically, it has on her her papers that says she's a lab/retriever.
All right. Cool. Do you ever fire any guns?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Do you ever fire any guns around that motherfucker?
No.
Why not? I'm going to have to test to see if it's gun shy, you know?
No, she's pretty cool. She don't really.
Okay. Do you ever yell at her? I'm gonna have to yell at her just to see how she takes it. And, you know, screams like, "Don't do that fucking shit."
Yeah, we yell at her a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Fuck that. Yeah, fuck that shit, motherfucker. Right, motherfucker. What do you do with the Army? What do you do, boy? You clean the shit out of the toilets.
I'm infantry.
So you clean the shit out of the toilets.
Nah.
Do you cook food?
Basically, we just kill people. That's it.
You kill people?
Yeah, that's basically it. Not really.
Were you in the shit? Were you in the sandbox?
Nah.
Oh, you're pussy then.
Come here.
You ever kill anybody, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Is this a girl dog or a boy dog?
It's a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't ask about the sexual organs. Does anyone want to talk to him? He's real pissing me off. Yeah,
I got a question. You ever call the dog, like maybe you've been drinking a little bit, you're sitting on the couch, you call the dog, I don't know what the dog's name, you go, come here, dog, and then you finger the dog's pussy?
No.
What about your wife? Because I hear that bitch in the background. She do it? She lesbian for dogs?
Lesbian for dogs.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was sorry. Tired of it.
Sorry.
I was done with it. All right, we'll get back to Jake, who has Schnauzer mixed puppies. Anyone want to do this? Because I'm dogged out now.
I'll talk to the fuck dog.
Thank you.
Don't want to fuck this dog.
Big J.
Coming to my house.
that's my personal use.
Big Dick Jake. You need a mic stand, Dwight. That's got.
I know. Top that's the nice thing I get. Might get one next month. You
pervert. Get one tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I can't get one tomorrow. Go to Guitar Machines.
And then ask someone to help you do it.
Oh, so the microphone goes where?
That attaches to the desk. He's like, I don't use it. I was like, send it to me. He's like, no. And I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, you moocher, get your own.
Yeah, right.
No, you don't want to complain. I'm just fine doing this.
That's the way to go. You got the one attached on your desk, man, because the one I got comes with the cable.
Forwarded to an
I got the swing arm. It comes with the cable, so all you need is your mic and your mixer.
If you can hook it up.
I don't have a mixer.
Yeah, I thought you had a mixer already.
No, everybody yelled at me. They told me to get a mixer first. Now everybody's like, get a stand for your microphone.
Yeah, get the stand for your microphone. At least. Shit. So what do you do? Do you have a mic that you hold on your desk or are you using
an earpiece mic? Yeah, it comes with a little tripod that'll sit on my desk. But if I sit it on my desk, then everyone bitches that I'm not loud enough. So I got to pick it up and I got to hold the goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's annoying. You gotta get a stand, man. Even just that itself, it's just so annoying. I'd probably be all sweaty and stuff.
I'll just sit it down here and I'll just yell. I'll just fucking yell like this.
Well, yeah, it doesn't work. You could bend down, you know.
I do, but I'm trying to type and I'm trying to scroll with my mic or my mouse and shit.
Yeah. Can you put it on some books? Some books?
I don't have books. I don't read. What the fuck you think this is?
Oh, man. Doesn't your niece have some books you can use?
Probably at her house.
Oh, I thought she lived with you guys.
Nope.
You gotta get some papers.
Let me see if I got
something. Some phone books. You don't have to do it now. I'm just giving suggestions.
Do it now.
Are those still around, phone books?
They keep sitting them here, and I keep like fucking leaving them in one box, and I still haven't taken it out. I got.
Oh,
like,
send those to Dwight.
Yeah, I think I got as of recently. I think I have 4 years worth of And I always get two of them. They give you like one big one for the big city and then another small one for your little area. It's so annoying. At work, they have one that we use as a stand for a phone. And it's like from the 96 or something like that. It's real trippy. Sometimes I go through it. Kind of memories, you know. Memories. Okay, I'll stop bullshit.
Memories!
The next call is... Is that Shanik? Shanik?
Yeah.
Or are we at Indian food now? I got a Shanik here. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, it's Indian food.
All right, good. Let's call Shanik.
They're the ones that get pissed when about this time they're closing. And why the fuck are you answering the phone then?
Yeah, right. You give them a little shit like, oh, so we're close now. Then why'd you answer? Why did you start taking my order?
Hi, you've reached Shanik Restaurant. We're open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 2.
Oh, don't be ambitious.
Happy hour, 4 o'clock until 5:30. And dinner is served Monday through Saturday starting at 5:30. We're located in South Lake Union at 5:30.
I don't know if they're open or not. I don't think they are. Sounds like a machine. Next one is Kanak.
Kanaka.
That is. I am the great Kanaka.
I like how everyone in the chat is debating the the science of being a squirter.
If it's possible.
I've already had this discussion with Sloth before, and it's just, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. Because it's too hard to explain to somebody who doesn't have the parts for it.
I thought everyone was saying now that like all the videos are pissed. It's just pissed. I thought all the porns are pissed. When they say
I don't know what they do in porns. I'm not in porn.
It looks to me like they're just
I know peeing in real life.
Really, really clear pee. Like they just drink a lot of water so their pee is clear. And they say, oh, I'm coming. And they just piss.
On the movies, dude. But when the girl does it for real, dude, it ain't like that, man. Like you see in that fucking movie, like you're pissing.
If that happened, I'd get really pissed. I'm like, you fucked up my bed.
Nah, those girls are fucking pissing there.
You're cleaning that shit up, ho.
There's one chick, oh man, like she just does it all the time. It's like, ugh.
I mean, I had this chick, like, she leave a freaking puddle, man, but, like, not like
what you're talking about.
All right, Milkman, thank you for being
Who's Terry there. Sloth?
That's like, it's about? Like hearing it from my uncle when Milkman says his stuff, man. Seriously. Please. Dad, don't say that. Oh, God. She left a puddle. Thank you.
That's not as bad as when Artie was telling us about that girl he was with that her pussy was so smelly and shit. I told her to take her to the car wash and power spray that shit.
How about the three?
I mean, that snail trail, it didn't have no smell. I mean, it wasn't stinging. I mean, this is clean shit. I mean, this is a very, you know, young, clean girl, but she just got very excited, man. Just like, woo.
Clean shit, huh? Hello?
Hello?
Very clean.
Yeah, hi. The Indian food? Indian food? Hello, honey? Okay. Smart. No, I'm scared. I don't say
I think she was trying to figure out what the fuck the phone was.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this?
Hi, hello?
Hi, hello. How are you? Is this Indian food?
Yeah, this is Indian food.
I'd like to make an order.
We are actually close right now. I'm so sorry about that. But
then why you pick up the fucking phone, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Sorry about that, sir.
Fucking asshole. Why did you pick up the phone then? What for what?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, can I make a reservation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What do you need? What do you need? I don't know if he hung up or what. I'll try him again. Yeah, can I make a reservation?
Reservation for how many people?
For three.
Three people, what time?
Three people and your mother, so that's four total.
Four people?
Well, three people and your mother, so that's four, right?
You fuck you, man. You stupid, okay?
Banchod?
Banchod, kutte, idhar phone nahi karna, acha?
Yeah, you marachot, come here, bring mother to me, I fuck her.
Oh, he was pissed.
Motherfucker! I think he said nigger.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm going to want to listen to that later. I was about to give up on this place. And now they're going to pick up again. Damn. Come on, fuck. Come on, fuck. Come on, fuck. Everyone say, come on, fuck. Maybe they'll come. Come on, fucker. All right, I give up. I go up. That was fun. That was fun. 3575 was that one, right? Yes. Here's another.
You really like that? You like that Indian food order you gave him, man?
He got mad on them just me saying mother. I didn't even say the banjo stuff.
I know. Beautiful.
When I said that, he figured I was Indian. First spoke it, and he started going up. You know the secret words. That was basically what happened.
Hello. Please leave a message after the...
Sounds like they're closed. Chili's Deli and Mart. I'm going to be stopping when I hit the end of these Indians here. Did you do more? Did you get more, Dwight?
I had a few more after the Indians.
You could save them for yourself or whoever needs them later.
That's your impolite way of telling me to stuff it?
No. It's a polite way of saying take a break. It's all good. We had a good show. Leaving a high note.
Let me help you.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to make an order. Is there an Indian person who can take it from me?
Take out.
Is there an Indian person?
Excuse me?
Is there an Indian person who could take it from me that will understand better?
I am.
Okay. All right. Do you speak Hindi?
I do not speak Hindi.
Do you speak Indian at all?
This is a South Indian restaurant, so you know.
Ah, okay. What do you speak, Bengali? Hello? Okay.
I think it's Tamil.
Tamil, thank you.
South India is Tamil.
Thank you, Professor.
Hello? Hello?
Do you speak Tamil?
Hello?
Do you speak Tamil? Tamil? All right, I'd like to make an order, please.
I can't hear you.
What? Your phone is a piece of shit. What are you saying?
Okay, yeah, tell me what?
One order.
Chico?
Yeah, one sandwich.
So after 10 o'clock, we don't take orders, sir. So we just close 10 o'clock.
Now, why'd you pick up the phone, stupid motherfucker, you?
So, we will take the phone and we will deliver the message.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, that's with mama is good, right?
Yeah, and do you have mother so I can have her, sex with her?
Shit talk you. Oh, your mother is good, eh?
Oh, that's a mama's good. What the fuck is that?
Sassy. I like her.
Can I have the next one?
Sounded like my 2-year-old niece insulted me in her own language. That's a mama good. I'm like, okay. All right, Caitlin. You got me.
Can I have the next one?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for calling Raymark Plumbing and Sewer. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
That's not a good sign. All right. I don't think that's what it was anymore. Okay. Mohack India. Mihack. Still yours.
All right.
I am Mihack. All right, we got Tandoori Hut instead.
Tandoori!
Let's try that.
Leave a message after the tone.
All right, the last one is Maharaja. This always happens with the show, like right at the end. It's going to burn through three, like they don't really answer, don't really answer, don't really answer. Okay, bye. Nope, nope, nope.
A code and phone number, followed by pound.
I'll pound her. All right, I guess we're done.
Aw.
Fuck. All right. Is it? Well, no one else is going to go on after me tonight, so forget it.
You went through all of Dwight's numbers?
Just about, yeah.
Really?
Right. How many more did you get? You said only a few more, right, Dwight?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, probably 4 or 5.
Yeah, so... Yeah, all but 4 or 5. Yeah. Should have been on for about 2 hours, 45 minutes worth of showtime. Maybe a little less than that. And that's omitting breaks and intro on my end. Okay, anyway, blah, blah, blah. All right, see you guys. Bye, Neon. Thanks for being
Goodbye.
On. Smell you later. Bye, Dwight. Smell you later. All right. Milkman, take us out of here. Milkman.
What'd I tell you, man? What an action-packed episode that was, man. I want to thank everybody, all our live guests for stopping in. Dwight, Neon, everybody stopped in. Baz, what a bunch of funny knuckleheads you guys are. But that's why we come here every week. That's right. The most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We dropped a dime. We ask you to just give us the time. Bring your friend or better yet, bring an enemy. You're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. Why we do this for you every week? Because we love you. And what we do without our Generalissimo, the man, saving lives one call at a time. My brother, I love you, brother. Thank you so much for having us on.
Jesus Christ, homosexual. Thank you, Mr. Milkman. All right, well, thanks for having me, and I will talk to you after the show. I'll grab the things and I'll do that. Okay,
yeah, I'll just dump it or whatever and then pick me back up. A minute.
Yeah.
Thank okay, you, sir.
Right, see you later. And that's Milkman. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Baz, Milkman, Dwight, Neon. I think that's everyone who participated on the show, and I appreciate that. And
for the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia.
Anyway, what I was trying to get at for that started playing real loud is I will be back on next week. Dwight's next show on the network will be Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And of course, Matt does a show tomorrow. Off track, Matt. Bye.